Ever Now.
The Regional Riff, your daily dose of news and views to get you on your way.
Alice Walker, from space to riding your bike.
To riding your bike, a little bit closer to Earth. It's not quite as exciting a journey, but let's add rain to it and maybe you'll get even less excited by the idea of cycling. There's a study into this to look at how people feel about riding in the rain in different parts of the world.
Okay.
And it seems that in Melbourne, they're particularly sooky about the rain compared to other cities.
You would think they'd be used to it.
You would. But I spoke to Dr. Richard Bean from the School of IT and Electrical Engineering at the University of Queensland. He's based in Newcastle and he's a really, really keen cyclist. So what he's been doing, sort of for funsies, but also because it's his job, is collecting for 8 or 9 years the data on how many people are using those bike share services, you know, where you rent the bike out and you return it to a docking station. Usually it's in cities, so that's where his data's from. And then he wondered, well, how much is the weather affecting whether people will rent out a bike? And then lo and behold, along comes the Copernicus Climate Change Service, which publishes hourly weather data from all around the world. So he was able to get his bike share numbers data and compare that with the hourly weather data in different places and see, well, if it's a really rainy day, so like in the 5th percentile, you know, very, very rainy for that city, will people still take a bike out? And he found that it was quite different in different parts of the world.
The rain has completely different effects for people in different climate zones. So in cities like Dublin in Ireland, the rain doesn't really affect people that much. In the 5% of the rainiest hours in the year, people still cycle 80% as much. But in a city like Melbourne, they cycle less than half as much in those hours. So it's really caused by a range of different factors. So one of them is that in Dublin, the speed limit in the centre of the city is only 30 kilometres per hour. So it really is a completely different proposition cycling there compared to like cycling beside a truck where you've got no separation at 50, 60 kilometres an hour in other cities.
So what he's saying there is it's more than just the weather of that place. So because you might think, well, he used the example of Dublin. Surely it rains there all the time, so they don't care about getting wet. But there's more to it than that because he found that in some really dry cities, like in Spain, in Seville and Valencia, when it's rainy, they're still quite happy to go out on a bike. It was about 80%, 75% of the average usage will still, you know, go out and ride. Whereas in Melbourne, it was less than half. It was 46%. And in Brisbane, interestingly, it was 68%. So they don't care about the rain as much. How do you feel about riding in the rain? Sandra, would you do it?
Well, I mean, when you run, and I've done some running in my life, you always feel harder if you do it in the rain. Mm. So there's a badge of honour there. But when you ride a bike, I look at riding a bike as really a kind of, you know, recreational activity that you would do in fine weather. You know, you wouldn't jump on your bike. People that ride their bike to work, I feel like maybe that's their only option.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm pretty similar. When you're running in the rain, you feel like it's kind of cooling you down and you're not going as fast. You haven't got it flying in your face. So I don't find it very pleasant riding in the rain, but a lot of people do. And if you are a commuter, good on you if you're able to do it in those conditions. But Richard Bean said he thinks what's really stopping people is safety. He thinks that's the number one thing rather than even, you know, cycling culture like in the Netherlands. So he said in his example there, you know, if you've got a separate bike lane, you're going to feel a lot safer than if you're riding on the road. There might be a truck next to you.
Yeah.
If you're adding rain to that, then it's an extra layer of danger. So he thinks that's the number one thing. Another interesting thing he looked at in the data was gender, which I didn't think was going to really be a factor. But he said one of the ways that you can measure cycle friendliness of a place is to see how many women are cycling, maybe because women have different ideas about safety and being cautious. But in Amsterdam, more than half of the cyclists are women, whereas in Brisbane, it's only 20%. In Melbourne, it's 30 and Darwin, 35. So he says in Australia, we've got a really long way to go to make cycling accessible to everyone. But Melbourne wasn't the only city that didn't like riding in the rain. Chicago and Vancouver were also quite reluctant to ride in the rain. And I spoke to a really keen cyclist who's originally from Vancouver in Canada, and he's now based in Myrtleford, Steve Connor, the owner of Myrtleford Cycle Centre. And he told me, just to give you an idea of what it's like in Vancouver, he said it's so rainy there, maybe 200 days a year, that the joke is the locals don't tan, they rust, which I liked.
That's good.
So it's interesting that they don't like cycling in the rain if it is such a wet place. But he's been cycling his whole life. He didn't get a car until he was in his 40s. And even then, he only got a car in response to the Black Saturday bushfires because they came very close to his house.
You're right.
And so he wanted his family to have an evacuation option. So the only reason he has a car is that. So he's a very keen cyclist, has a cargo bike, carries stuff around everywhere. But Myrtleford is a really, really wet part of Victoria. So I asked him if he's ever deterred by the rain.
Never, never. You know, I have a different understanding of cold. You know, if it isn't actually likely to cause physical damage to your body, it's not actually cold. Which is not to say it's not uncomfortable for Australians. And that's what riding in the rain is. It's managing your level of discomfort and what you feel you're willing to do. And it doesn't get that cold here. If you cover your hands and cover your ears and have proper footwear, you're going to be fine.
You've got to make sure that you keep your mouth closed as well. I can remember riding to school early in the mornings and your teeth get so cold, you know,
Yeah, that's unpleasant. Mm. And he said, I have a different idea of discomfort because he's ridden in minus 36 degrees in Canada before. So he knows what cold is. But he agrees with Dr. Richard Bean that safety is the number one thing. He said, if you've got bike lanes, it changes everything.
Yeah.
But he said, this idea of discomfort is a really big one for riding in the rain. And so he had some tips. And his number one thing was to not get cold because that's what's going to make you feel like, you know, I don't want to be doing this. And you'll get cold either from getting wet in the rain or from getting sweaty. So he says you need an outer layer that's wind resistant to get that chill off, and that's going to be a bit water resistant as well. But on your skin, you need wicking fabrics, so something like wool or synthetics, not cotton, which will just get sweaty and wet and gross. And he says you should be a bit cold when you step outside before you get on the bike, because if you're already warm enough, you're going to get too warm once you're actually riding. And that's one thing people do is they overdress underneath that breathable rain jacket or windbreaker and then get all sweaty and get cold that way. So you need that outer layer to keep you dry, but you need to have light layers underneath and that wicking fabric. Those were his tips to get you riding in the rain.
There you are. If you haven't gone to work yet, get the treddy out. And
get a mud guard is another tip.
Yeah, that's a good one. Good one. Alice Walker, thank you.
Thanks so much, Sandra.
Alice with you again after 10 this morning.